What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Among Us podcast. We got Luna, we got Burgerman, we got Crowbolt, maybe? Crowbolt?
No, Crowbolt. I think Crowbolt's leaving.
Crowbolt,
right?
are you going to be in it or no?
Am I?
Or do you want to?
Do I?
And we got Jubs. Guys, this is going to be a great episode. Make sure to hit the sub button and subscribe. What I want to talk about today is the subject of
Helen Keller.
No, mama.
Is Helen Keller. How did she even live?
Did she fake it?
I think she faked it.
I think it's fake.
Like,
Helen Keller's
a
conspiracy.
Sure, Helen Keller is fake.
Wait, do you guys think Helen Keller's a conspiracy made by the government?
I'm pretty sure like Helen Keller is like the Queen of England's like prototype. And I think that's like why she was how she was. And so I think it is like a conspiracy.
I think Helen Keller is like a deformed loogie coming out of Hillary Clinton.
That's so gross.
All right. So we were going to start talking and then I clicked the record button. Recently on the internet, recently on the internet, there have been discussions of parasocial relationships, aka one-sided relationships, where the fans of a content creator feel a lot more attached than the content creator feels to a fan. This is obvious because there's only one content creator and there's millions, thousands to millions of fans. And this is an issue because when it comes to things like stanning, or when it comes to things like becoming obsessive, when people enable it by saying, oh, I love all of my fans, I love all of you, the fan inherently believes that the creator is talking to them, when in reality they're not. They're talking to a body of people. So I want to talk about, like, what are you guys' thoughts?
He said he loves me, though.
He's
So, guys, if I were to say I love you, like, I don't love you. Like, let's be honest. Like,
yeah,
but
Zen, you're such a popular YouTuber. If you ever
like, I am so as
that?
A famous YouTuber, I'll start as a world famous YouTuber. I hate all my fans, so there is no reason for me to even say it in the first place. But if I were hypothetically to say that I love my fans, I would be lying.
And that makes you gay.
Because I hate all my fans.
Zeth, but do you love me?
Of course.
No.
You're on the Among Us podcast.
True.
What I do think is interesting about it is that what I like the most about YouTube is the fact that you are able to have like these sort of connections with creators, right? Like, they seem more relatable than like actual TV stars, and you can filter out what you like a lot easier. Like, if you like Kirby Air Ride, you Google and then you find someone who likes Kirby Air Ride and you're like, oh, we like the same thing. So I think inherently it's a lot easier to fall in that trap of those one-sided relationships, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing all the time.
So Zen, are you trying to say every YouTuber is manipulative?
Yeah, I'm trying to say that Dream is cheating on you.
No.
And he's ugly. Dream is ugly.
Well,
he's a straight.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Dream would never cheat. He's just better than
straight.
Yeah. Dream's a straight.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
No, I'll bleep it if anything.
Okay.
Dream's a What are your guys' thoughts?
Hold on. You said it's not bad all the time. In what situation is it, like, not bad?
Well, I'd say, like, if you can find something that you relate to with a content creator, I feel like, you know, it gives you more of a connection than, you know,
like
just watching
YouTuber
TF2.
Voice, I'll be honest.
This isn't my YouTuber voice. I'm talking.
This is like your YouTuber
I'm
voice.
I'm talking.
You're like slowing down. You're like taking.
No,
breaks.
I'm thinking
like
of. I'm thinking of what I can say. I'm choosing my words carefully. I was just doing this.
Slow.
You guys weren't listening. Now that I'm recording.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just trying to find the right words to say for all my millions of fans.
I don't like your RAM voice either.
What do you mean?
I just try not to say a swear.
There's not enough real people. They're all fake people. They all use their YouTuber voice to.
I'm trying to say. I'm trying not to mention Helen Keller.
I mean, Helen Keller, she manipulated her fans into thinking she was deaf and blind and dead and had no.
How does she write a book if she's deaf and blind? That makes no sense. She wrote a book.
Dude, how did she write?
She wrote a fucking book.
Like I said, she's faking it.
Okay, but like, okay, so I think that in general, like, stanning isn't very good, right? But I feel like if you find a sort of creator that you relate to in general, I feel like that's not a bad thing. Because, like, if you relate to something with someone, that's just, like, having a normal connection, I'd say. And I feel like YouTube was made to have those connections. I feel like YouTube was made to have those sort of connections, right?
Zen.
Like, like my favorite part, and maybe this is just because I'm a small, you know, super famous small YouTuber, but like my favorite part of making YouTube videos so far was making my Discord and, you know, meeting people who, with that already, like, that inherited ethos that, you know, they know who I am. They know my videos. So I can sit there and act like a fucking idiot, and we can, like, I can make more friends off the idea that they enjoy my videos and we already have something in common, because they must enjoy a certain topic I talk about, or else they're not, you know, or they just like me as a person, right? And I feel like being interested.
Your fans are just Kirby Air Ride players.
Yeah, just Kirby Air Ride and Helen Keller haters.
But don't you have, like, a parasocial relationship with Sheena and Helen Keller? Like, oh my goodness.
Well, with Helen Keller, I mean, I don't think she's real, but Mashiro Sheena is real. Like, we're best friends. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I thought you were her, though.
On the next.
Oh yeah,
podcast,
I am her. Actually, that
she'll
is.
She'll have the voice actor of Sheena joining us.
I should email her in Japanese.
How did Helen Keller write 12 books?
Helen, I don't understand.
Like you, she faked it.
Ghostwriter.
Do you guys know that Helen Keller's last words were, "I may be blind and deaf, but at least I'm not a fucking pyro player."
True.
I don't
believe it.
Helen Keller's real.
I hate pyro players.
Me too.
You know, maybe Helen Keller was like, maybe if you think about it, Lazy Purple made Helen Keller.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If anything, I think Helen Keller is just a.
Yeah, I think Helen Keller could have played on a
Froyo. Yeah, I think Helen Keller played on, like, Froyo Tech.
Yeah, they played on their Braille monitor.
Okay, so back on topic. Boys, I'm trying to keep this, like, scripted or whatever, because...
What's the topic?
Because,
like, Helen Keller?
Because I'm trying to invite a famous YouTuber on here, and he's going to watch this, and he's going to see how unorganized we are, and he's not going to want to join us.
Hey, but YouTuber cool. That sees our...
Famous YouTuber.
My favorite YouTuber is Helen Keller.
Helen Keller is a really good YouTuber, let's be honest.
Dude, I love your
made
content.
A tribute to Animal Crossing, and it got copied by.
My name is Jeff.
I don't mention that. I'm bleeping that. Don't mention that name here.
Hey guys, you guys know about.
My name is Jeff.
Oh, bleeped again. I have different audio tracks. I could just bleep you guys. I could just talk to myself. I'm talking to myself now. I wish that they could hear what you're saying, but they can't.
Who do you think is more toxic, Jobs or Zenith?
I hate Jobs.
Hey, I don't think I'm
hate him, but is he more toxic than Zenith?
Yeah.
Well, you're just stupid.
Zenith, do you think you're more toxic than me?
No.
My name's Zenith. I think I'm more toxic.
No, I am not more toxic. I am so friendly and nice.
I think you should record a podcast while you're playing TF2.
Think about it.
I think Helen Keller is so toxic.
I had to write about Helen Keller in my
high
school.
Why?
That was stupid. I don't know. We all had to, like, write about some, like, famous person, and I got Helen Keller.
Yeah, Helen Keller.
What a boring topic. Why is she famous again?
Because she's deaf and blind and fake.
Then I have something to send to you.
You can't call a blind deaf person fake.
She's not real. How do you live?
Then this proves it. Look at this. This proves it.
Oh yeah, it's on Reddit, so it's got to be
Helen
true.
Helen Keller is a fraud.
Okay, but let's be real here. How is she living? Like, how do you know? You have no, like, you can't see, you can't hear. So what do you do?
Have someone take care of you 24/7, pretty much.
But how do you even know someone's taking care of you? You can't see or hear.
You can't.
It's like you know how, like, you take care of a vegetable.
She couldn't taste.
What, like, the annoying orange?
Helen Keller wasn't real.
but how could she? How could you possibly learn English or whatever like language she learned?
This looks like such a stupid thing.
How do we really know what she was saying? Anne Sullivan translated what supposedly Helen was saying. I feel like Anne said everything. Helen just did whatever she wanted. Because it is, I cannot understand. Like, you can teach a dog tricks, right? But like they have to see the you doing the trick. How the fuck do you learn the alphabet?
Helen Keller cheated. She made
Helen Keller do the like hand motions.
She had a see-through blindfold on the whole whatever. Time.
How does she know she have hands?
How does she know? What do you mean?
She can still feel her hands.
How? We don't know what they are. They're just things. They're just objects in this black void of space.
Everything's like voided, but like you still have your sense of touch.
I'm titling this podcast Parasocial Relationships, by the way. We're just talking about Helen Keller. You guys got jebaited. We're talking about Helen Keller now.
Honestly.
But let's be
let's be real.
I never thought about it until now. Like what the hell is this?
Why do you hate Helen Keller so much?
No, I just don't understand it.
What's your damage? Death hates paralyzed people.
I too hate paralyzed people.
Okay, well, I believe it. Okay, this is out of pocket.
What do you mean?
What are you guys' thoughts on the election this year? Was it rigged?
Yeah. Son, I looked up Helen Keller jokes, and it's the funniest shit.
Say one.
No, you're the podcast host. You have to read some. Here, I'll send them to you.
Oh my god. Okay. I gotta get a laugh track though. Hey guys. Helen Keller walked into a bar. And a chair.
She said ow.
And a table and a wall. Hey guys.
Yeah.
Did you know Helen Keller had a dog? Neither did she.
Hey, Ten, you're the best one.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Say it.
Hey, guys.
Say the joke.
Why? Well, I can't help it. That's not funny. Well, I can't Helen Keller drive?
Why can't she drive?
Because she's a woman.
Oh, God.
I love the Among Us podcast. I won't lie.
What was your thoughts on the election, Ronald?
I can't believe Helen Keller got elected
opinions.
Ronald Dronco is kind of like Helen Keller, but like is not deaf.
Actually, Ronald Dronco could be the next Helen Keller.
Ronald is like, to the viewers who don't know, Ronald is real. Like Ronald hears everything we say. He just doesn't
typing
have a microphone.
Right now.
Yeah, he's typing. I'm just not adding it because it's funny.
Okay.
Ronald's real. I swear he's real. It's like Helen Keller. Like, you just have to believe.
Is this Shadow Man?
Ronald's only as real as you believe he is.
Ronald is actually just Mary Poppins.
So, boys, now that we had that great conversation, can we go back to the main topic?
What was it again?
It was about one-sided relationship. I did a whole YouTuber intro, and I did it off the cuff, and nobody listened.
I used to have
they all
that.
Listen to you.
I'm so proud of it. I was so proud.
You're not
I didn't
exactly
script it either.
Brightest person, so we don't listen to
it's
you.
It's like it was like a real works. YouTube video by Zenith, but no, I'm not going to listen.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
You guys
hey.
Like Helen Keller in that moment, just not listening at all.
Parasocial relationships. I don't think parasocial relationships are good. And if you don't know what a parasocial relationship is, it's when Helen Keller walks into a wall and everyone laughs because she's blind and deaf.
Well, Helen Keller walks into a bar.
And a chair. And a table.
Guys, stop talking about Helen Keller. We need to be serious.
We got to look good for the YouTuber.
Welcome to the Helen Keller podcast.
What's the dream YouTuber to join the podcast?
He's like a TF2 player. We do like TF2 questions, but we're not even, we're talking about parasocial, guys, parasocial. We're going to ask him about Helen Keller.
Hey, Seth, what's your favorite type of cookie, crunchy or soft?
The Helen Keller cookie.
I like crunchy cookies. They're gooder than other cookies.
The soft Nobody ones are better. That. Soft ones are good.
Yeah, I agree.
So soft and chewy and gooey.
Soft ones are better.
Gooey and chewy.
The soft ones are just better.
So guys, yeah. If someone were to agree with me on they like soft cookies, we would be forming a relationship, a parasocial relationship, because I don't know they like soft cookies. So guys, what are your thoughts on parasocial? Please don't bring up Helen Keller.
Like
what are your thoughts on
soft cookies? Remember to like the video. If you dislike soft cookies, then just
leave a
not
comment.
Watch the
leave
video.
A comment right now.
Leave a comment
and subscribe.
Yeah, hit the sub button.
If you're subscribed to Zenith, leave a comment.
Jobs, I'd like
you
to hear
you
your thoughts
that.
On parasocial relationships. We were being serious until I started fucking recording. I shouldn't have said welcome.
Zen, welcome to the Team Fortress 2 trivia.
I hate
quiz
you guys. You guys are not funny.
Now, Zen, how long in seconds does the InvisWatch's cloak last?
Seconds.
As long as it takes for Helen Keller to say a sentence.
How long is that?
Oh, no. Forever. Cloak and dagger. That
cloak and
wait,
dagger.
No, it's 10 seconds, Zen.
Wait, can you say it again? Never mind. Helen Keller.
Zen, it's a...
Boys, I'm in love with this podcast.
Okay, next question. Are you ready?
Drama podcast instead, to be honest.
No, I mean, we could talk about Total Drama.
Oh, you guys want to talk about Total Drama? Hey, guys, what's your most favorite Total Drama character?
I used to be a Cody fan.
One time, Helen Keller was watching Total Drama, but she didn't know.
She didn't know who won. She's like, I hope Owen doesn't win, the fat bitch. And then, oh my god, I'm still mad, Owen. Oh wait, I can't spoil it. He didn't win.
Our next podcast will be a lot more organized. I'll sit down with
season
you
was definitely the best
list
one.
Of what we will talk about?
What?
Helen
We're gonna
Keller
sit down and talk about what own. List we are going to make.
I hope we get Helen Keller on the next podcast.
Dude, that would be a dream come true.
So guys,
how can you say that in English?
The only time Total Drama I know was good was the first season.
I didn't watch any of those, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because they're bad.
Wait, what if we were all Helen
Total
Helen
Drama
Keller,
Rama?
How would anyone know who Helen Keller
we
is?
Oh my god, we can just fake it. Helen Keller, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Helen Keller.
Wait, Helen Keller's a mini century?
And Helen Keller on the speed dial.
Welcome to the Morse code podcast.
Imagine I get put on Twitter.
Sen, why do you like associate Helen Keller with Morse code? She's deaf. Sen, they use Braille.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
It's just Braille sound.
So, how do you guys feel about Hillary Clinton?
I don't like her.
I hate when she spits in cups.
Dude.
Okay, what I loved it when she said Pokemon go to the polls.
Pokemon go to the polls.
Pokemon go to the polls.
That was a good one.
Pokemon go to the polls.
That was so epic win style. I can't believe Hillary Clinton was so relatable.
I can't
remember when Joe Biden played Despacito on his phone.
No, I don't remember that.
You didn't see that?
No, I want to now.
He wanted to like appeal to the like Hispanic people, so he just played Despacito on his phone.
Helen Keller gaming.
She flossed.
Yeah, let's go.
Ugh, guys, this podcast is ruined.
What do you mean?
We did not even. We're never gonna get an invite now. We're never gonna get any famous YouTubers. You know, I DM'd Fat Magic. And I said, hey, you should join. And he's going to watch this and be like, why are they talking about Helen Keller?
I think he'd understand.
Yeah, I think he would too.
I mean, if he's based like us, maybe.
If he had a good opinions like us.
Yeah, if he was right.
This is why you should have made a list so we would talk about instead of just going off.
Well,
what
I thought we'd have this parasocial relationship discussion because it's actually an interesting discussion to have. But
nobody even said yes to
Helen Keller's funny. I'm gonna make a Helen Keller. Hey guys, Helen Keller walked into a bar.
Hey guys, Helen Keller walked into a bar.
I blame Crow. Can't wait to be put on Spotify.
We're not going on Spotify.
Make sure to subscribe.
We're going on SoundCloud.